If you've been following our channel for some time, you know that Christmas held a special place in Padre Pio's heart. Yet, there's another time of year he cherished, the month of May. This month, dedicated to Our Lady, whom Padre Pio dearly loved, held profound significance for him. Stay tuned to learn more.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. But I know that some of my listeners are not yet members. You would have much to gain, so join today. Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. One such benefit, our regular Mass is celebrated especially for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." It's simple to join. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Today's insights are drawn from the book, Padre Pio, Master of Marian Devotion, by Angelo Pizzarelli. Within its pages, the author leads us through letters written by Padre Pio that highlight his profound love for Our Lady Mary and the month of May, which we as Catholics dedicate to increasing our devotion to Mary, the Mother of God. The author shares, "The month of May, fragrant with roses and radiant with light, was always eagerly awaited by Padre Pio with joyful anticipation. He used to exclaim, 'May is the most beautiful month of the year.' On May 1st, 1912, while residing in his hometown of Pertlucina, Padre Pio wrote a letter to his friend, Father Agostino, expressing his admiration for this month and, of course, for Our Lady. He wrote, 'My dearest Father, how beautiful the month of May is. It is the loveliest of the year. Yes, my father, how well this month preaches the sweetness and beauty of Mary.' He then continues, offering some profound reflections. Thinking of the countless benefits this dear mother has bestowed upon me makes me ashamed of myself for not having looked with enough love at her heart and her hands. And what troubles me most is having repaid the affectionate care of our mother with so many continuous displeasures. How many times have I entrusted to this mother the painful anguishes of my disturbed heart? And how many times has she comforted me? But what was my gratitude? In my greatest afflictions, it seems that I no longer have a mother on earth, but I have a very compassionate one in heaven. But how many times has my heart calmed down and I almost forgot everything? I almost forgot even the duties of gratitude towards this blessed heavenly mother. The month of May for me is a month of graces." So, in this letter, Padre Pio expresses his affectionate love towards Our Lady Mary and a profound gratitude he feels towards her. However, he also reveals something profound, a sense of not showing enough gratitude. How often do we quickly forget the graces we have received, or the good deeds of others? It seems even Padre Pio struggled with this, or perhaps he felt as though he could never thank her enough. Furthermore, the author shares that Padre Pio's Marian devotion wasn't merely sentimental or fleeting. It had solid foundations. He contemplated Mary's role in the history of salvation. In this context, he perceived her as a strong bond between himself and Jesus, invoking her by titles of advocate, helper, and mediator. On May 6, 1913, a year after the first letter, Padre Pio again wrote to Father Agostino, expressing his love for the month of May. In this letter, he continued to reflect on the beauty of Mary's role in his life and the significance of this special month dedicated to her. He wrote, "Dearest Father, the month of the beautiful mom has finally returned. This dear mother continues to offer me her maternal care with attention, especially in this month. What have I done to deserve such delicacy? This tender mother, in her great mercy, wisdom, and kindness, wanted to punish me in a very sublime way, pouring so many graces into my heart that, when I find myself in her presence and in that of Jesus, I am forced to exclaim, 'Where am I? Where am I? Who is near me?' I feel like everything is burning without fire. I feel close and tied to the sun through this mother, without ever seeing the chains that hold me so tightly. A thousand flames consume me. I feel like I am continually dying and yet still alive." The author, Angelo Pizzarelli, comments that the letter expresses a mystical love that ignites the soul, highlighting the profound significance of the Holy Virgin in our lives. It underscores her role as both mother and mediator in Christ. Therefore, it is paramount that we remain steadfastly connected to Jesus and his beloved mother. In conclusion, as we reach the end of Padre Pio's favorite month, may we be reminded of Our Lady's irreplaceable role in salvation history. Her resounding yes to God has made our salvation possible, a profound gift for which we should be endlessly grateful. And what better way to honor and remain close to Our Lady than by praying the Rosary, the prayer she herself has bestowed upon us? That's why I encourage all of you listening to embrace the daily recitation of the Rosary. Saint Bonaventure wrote, "When we say Hail Mary, all heaven rejoices and all hell trembles." Such is the power of a single Hail Mary. Our Lady has promised special support and abundant graces to those who are devoted to this prayer. May the intercession of Padre Pio and Our Lady strengthen us in faith and lead us towards our salvation. And finally, please do consider helping this apostolate by joining our Protect the Children of Padre Pio program. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.